Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, December 14th, 2015. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, we're about 11 days out before Christmas, right? And, you know, a lot of people are preparing. A lot of business women are still pushing forward and pushing hard with making things work with their business and tying it in with the theme of the holiday season. And so right now I just want to, you know, encourage all of you that if you have relationships with other business women who have great products and different things that you can purchase for the holiday season, then I want to encourage you to do just that. It's so very, very important that we support one another as business women, and not just for the mere fact of supporting, but that we support one another because our services are impeccable, because our products are great products, needed products that we need. So again, I want to encourage you to make sure as you are holiday shopping that you think about the fact that if we as businesswomen don't start supporting one another, then it's very difficult oftentimes for us to really get the help that we need, to get the support that we need, to really get people moving and buying our products and services. After all, more than 85% of all purchases and consumer decisions are made by, guess who? You got it, women. So as women, we must understand the power that we hold. We must understand how important it is that we help one another, and not just because we are women, but because the services and the products that we are purchasing from one another are good services and products, and they are competitive with other prices. And lastly, we want to help out one another as women-owned businesses. So again, I wanted to just say that because, you know, as I was in the mall this past weekend, I noticed, it was very interesting, but I really noticed that the malls are not crowded. I mean, you know, normally what I remember about going to the malls during the holiday season is that the malls are crowded. There's a lot going on, a lot of great food, a lot of people handing out samples, a lot of things going on, but it wasn't so. The mall was, I wouldn't say that it was empty, but it was really very slow. And I thought, wow, how incredible is it that the internet shopping has reached a level where it is actually happening at a faster rate and pace than everyday live shopping at the malls. And so I'm very interested in learning how that's going to actually play out. What are the traditional malls going to do to deal with this challenge, because it really is a huge challenge? And recently I read some statistics as I had researched for an article that I wrote on the Women About Biz website, which talked about preparing your online business for the holiday season. And I want to, again, share those statistics with you because I found it very interesting. So according to the online magazine, The American Genius, the U.S. has grown from $176 billion in retail sales in 2010 online to an expected $276 billion in sales online in 2015. So that's a whopping $100 billion increase in 2015. So in 5 short years, incredible growth. So online shopping, of course, is at an all-time high, and large online retailers have given consumers such a great experience that they are coming back for more. And so when you think about it, the malls have a huge challenge, and this is something that I am sure this year that the malls are really taking a look at, because as I was listening to CNN, listening to a lot of the news channels, they were all talking about how Black Friday really wasn't that good. The statistics on Black Friday were low, but online sales, of course, were high. So again, this is going to be a challenge for the retail industry in seeing how they can, you know, how they can pull up and what they can do to combat this huge challenge of everybody going online to purchase. And it could be also because, again, online shopping really plays into a convenience for a lot of working parents who are working. They don't have time to stand in line and get in the traffic and go to the malls. They want their weekends free so that they can have a better time at home planning for the holidays, so they shop online. And so, again, this is a trend that I think is only going to get bigger. And so, again, online, offline retailers are going to have to figure it out. And I am excited to see what they do to, you know, find a solution for this challenge. In the meantime, I noticed, though, while I was walking in the mall, is that pretty much everybody purchasing were women. Women were making a lot of purchases, which is why I said at the very beginning, let's not forget about our other women-owned businesses. And with that said, I do want to give a shout-out, a big shout-out to Rhonda Frost, who's a Women About Biz member here in Atlanta. This past weekend, I had the privilege of going to Rhonda's Holiday Expo. She's been giving, I think, a holiday expo all during the month of December, every other week, I think, and it's been going so well since Thanksgiving. And I just want to say bravo to her for putting women-owned businesses together. But it was wonderful walking in, and I saw so many woman-owned businesses and incredible products, and I bought jewelry, and I bought a couple of other things, bath and body. So, again, bravo to Rhonda for putting together such a wonderful thing. And, you know, it's not too late. It's not too late for you if you're still trying to capitalize off of the holiday season, trying to figure out how can I get my products and my different things going. You know, have an impromptu, you know, networking event at your home. Set up your holiday specials on a beautifully displayed table. Get your stuff out. You know, make a list of 15 to 20 people that you want to have over, have some great holiday hors d'oeuvres, and voila, you've got your own private holiday networking event where you're able to display your products and your services. About 7 minutes after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And again, I want to thank all of you for being here and listening to the show today. This is such a great time, if you can, to flash over on another line and let someone know that might need motivation and encouragement today. Let them know that Successful Woman Radio is live on the air, and have them to dial into the show, because it's such an important show for a lot of people who are looking for that type of encouragement. If you have a pen in hand, the show phone number is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And, of course, if you are listening from your desktop or your smart device, then, of course, we appreciate it so much when you go to your favorite social media outlet and let everyone know to listen to Successful Woman Radio. So all you need to do is, you know, go to Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter and just pop out, listen to Successful Woman Radio now, exclamation point, and then put the phone number, 347-637-2589. And, of course, isn't it wonderful? Technology has improved and has grown so much that we can do wonderful things like create our own radio shows. We can listen from any smart device that we have where there is Internet service connected. So things are moving just so fast. So I have a very important question for you, since things are moving so fast now. Have you prepared your strategy for 2016? Again, have you prepared your strategy for 2016? If you haven't, what are you waiting on? Listen, there is nothing like starting your January out with knowing exactly what's supposed to be happening on that first quarter. So what I want to do at this time is I want to lay out for you what you should be doing to get yourself prepared for first quarter 2016, but I also want to discuss a little bit what you should be doing to prepare for the entire year because it's so very, very important. So first of all, let me say this. Normally, when you are developing a business strategy, what you really want to do is you want to set it in your calendar that on, let's say, August 1st, you will automatically start mapping out and preparing for your strategic plan for the following year, okay? And one of the things that you have to do as you begin in August to do this is you want to go ahead and you want to look at your first two quarters that have already occurred, okay? So we're talking about the January, February, and March time frame, the April, May, and June time frame, and then the June, and then the July, August, and September. You want to look at what you have done thus far. Definitely want to evaluate it and look at if it's working, if things are on track. And then, of course, you want to account for the first 2 months as well, July and August of the third quarter. So the whole purpose of this, the reason why you're first starting out with evaluation is because if you prepared a strategy for 2015, you want to make sure that whatever blueprint you created to implement things in your business for this year, you want to make sure that you're on track. Because if you're not on track, what you have to determine is whether you are not on track because of something you've done, okay, or whether you're not on track because whatever you implemented did not get put, you know, did not work. You implemented it, but you still didn't get the expected response rate. So that's going to be very, very important for you to really understand that. A lot of the times what I find out as I'm helping other business women is that most of the time it's because of something they're not doing. Either they're not consistently implementing their strategy or they never got their strategy started, with the implementation process, or they're half doing it. Some days they're implementing it, some days they're not. So it's so important for you to understand this, that if done properly, your business strategy is really supposed to be your blueprint for how you're going to push everything out each year. And the reason why you try your very best to start preparing for an annual strategy is that it makes your planning more efficient. So, for example, if you plan out for the whole year for 2016, what happens is the first thing you do is you start with the end in mind with saying, how much money do I want to make for 2016, right? And once you say that, once you declare what that amount is going to be and you know what it is, now what you have to determine is what services and or products will you offer that can, you know, that can help you to generate that revenue, whatever it was that you want to generate. So it's very important for you to start with the end in mind with going ahead and getting out of the way. What number, what magical number is it that you're trying to have for the following year? Is it $100,000, $150,000, $50,000, $75,000? Whatever it is, it's going to be extremely important for you to start with the end in mind and knowing exactly how much money it is that you want to make for the new year. Then, once you do that, you can create your own blueprint to start making that happen based on the services and or the products you will be selling for that year. And once you determine the services and the products, because that's very important, because after all, that's what's going to bring in the money. When you close the sale on those items, it's going to bring in the money. So this is where evaluation comes into play, because if there are certain services that you are providing or certain products that you are providing that people are not purchasing, or that perhaps it's going to require you too much money to market that product or service, then you have to determine whether or not you're still going to keep that product or service on the list. Or perhaps you need to add a new product or service that everybody is asking for and you feel that you can adequately provide it, and so you're going to add that to the list. What's important here to understand is that you must be clear on the services and or products that you're going to be providing to generate the revenue for yourself in the new year. Done, you are ready to really start creating your strategy with how you're going to market, what marketing materials will you need, how will your website play a role in all of this, whether or not the majority of your sales are done offline or online. So all of those things are going to be very, very important. And once you develop that strategy, then what happens is you're going to create goals for each of the quarters of the year, and you break those quarters down by month, and then your months will be broken down into weeks, and that lets you know what you should be working on every single week. So everything that you do is supposed to contribute to your annual business strategy, which in turn contributes to you achieving your financial goals for the year. Oftentimes what I find out, though, is that there's too much, there's too many people just kind of playing it by ear and doing it as they go along, and that's really causing them to be poor leaders in their companies and poor planners. So when you're talking about strategic development, what you're talking about is that you're ready to embrace and become the leader that you need to become for your business, which is so very, very important. So I just wanted to point that out. And again, I will never stop talking about how important strategic planning really is, because if you need clarity, then strategic planning will provide you with that clarity that you need to move forward in your business. So again, I want to encourage you, okay, that even though we're here in December and you may not have created your strategic plan yet, and remember, we're talking about a well-written out blueprint. Doesn't have to be long. Some people's strategic plan might be 3 pages. Some people, I've seen their strategic plan 2 pages. Or, you know, it's no particular length that it needs to be. It just needs to be built all the way out to the end of what the desired result is for your annual, you know, for your year, okay, which is very, very important. So with that in mind, this is December, and you might be asking yourself the question, so what do I do if I didn't do a strategic plan for the year? What am I supposed to do? So I'm going to give you that answer right now. Number one, you still have to create a strategic plan. It's never too late. But right now you need to be more focused on first quarter 2016, because you need to be ready to roll out with whatever it is you need to do. So a short version might be for you to just, you know, go ahead and say, you know, here's what I would like to see happen in the next 6 months. So instead of planning out for the year, what you're going to do is you're going to try your very best to plan out for 6 months and declare what your sales goals, what you want to see coming into your company dollar-wise within a six-month period, okay? Once you determine that, do exactly what I just said earlier, which is determine which products and or services you will be providing to generate that kind of revenue. Once you determine what products and services you need to have to generate that revenue for the next 6 months, now you can start determining what marketing materials you're going to need. You can start determining what your marketing budget is going to be. You can start determining how you are going to market, whether you need to do more online marketing or more offline marketing. What percentage will your marketing be? Will you do 30% of your marketing online, 70% offline? So you start determining all of those things. So again, the strategic plan is very, very important. Now, I'm going to ask you a very important question, and you don't have to answer this loudly for me, but you need to ask it for yourself. If you have not prepared a strategic plan, because I know there are a lot of women, we have a tendency to make excuses for ourselves. We literally lie to our own selves as well, and we'll say that we have a strategy, but we really haven't written a strategy down. We really haven't scheduled some time in our planner to develop a strategy. If you haven't written your strategy, and it's December 14th right now, this is the week right now. This is crunch time. This is the week that you really need to go ahead and see if you can block out every single day about 3 hours of time, 2 to 3 hours of time, to start working on at least no less than a six-month strategy, okay? And then what you need to do is once you develop that six-month strategy,
look at that first quarter and what needs to roll out for that first quarter, because you're going to have to pay attention to that so you can be on track. And then you have to piggyback and schedule more time to make sure that the six-month strategy for the is complete. And then in January, you've got to schedule time to complete the rest of the strategy for the rest of the year. So after June, from like July all the way back through December, you'll need to plan that second half of your strategy sometime in January. So you're going to need to block out a week or two to do that. So for those of you that have just joined the call, I want to welcome you. This is Trina Newby with Successful Woman Radio, and I'm talking about developing your strategic plan for the following year. You know, and because this is December and a lot of people still haven't had a chance to actually start developing their strategic plan of what they're going to do, I'm trying to give you a shortcut as to how you can develop that plan and still be somewhat on track come January. The biggest thing that you don't want to do is you don't want to have nothing and start in January with not realizing how you're actually going to roll everything out. You really need to have some idea, okay, which is very important. And I want to encourage all of you that if you're needing someone to be there with you, to hold your hand, to brainstorm with you, to help you figure out some strategic things that you need to implement with your business, then you need to call me at Women About Business, schedule an appointment. You can reach us at 770-934-2109. Again, 770-934-2109. And if you need to schedule a business consultation to discuss your strategy and what's the best route for you to take since you're starting out late, then let's do that. Don't just sit there and say, well, it's too late now because it's December. It's never too late. And I want to remind all of you as business owners and business women, this is something that's very important. We have got to stop sitting in the back seat and being the passenger in our own business, because if we're not the drivers, if we're not determining where the business is going and we're leaving it up to life, we're leaving it up to someone else, then guess what? We're not going to see the results that we want to see. And I certainly want to encourage all of you who are listening today that it's so important that you learn to become a great leader in your business, meaning do what's best for your business, and then also desire to become an actionaire. And, of course, an actionaire is someone who's fervently always taking action on whatever it is, whatever ideas they have about their business or things that they want to put into place for themselves, for their dreams, for their goals. And so it's so important that you understand this, because what I'm finding out is that I'm having women share with me that they are not taking action and they don't understand why they're not taking action. They're not creating their strategies and they don't understand. And I think at some point you have to just make a decision and determine that what you want to do, that you're doing it. Are you clear enough on the business that you have that you are so clear you realize it's what you want and you're ready to take action? Or really, are you unclear on what it is that you want to do? Because there should be no reason why you're not being the very best leader you can be for your business. Sure, leadership requires skill, and some skills require that you have in-depth knowledge, but it's nothing that you can't get, nothing that you can't learn. So it's important for you to understand is that if you're saying that you want to be a six-figure woman, a seven-figure woman, and you're ready to start making the money that you know you have the ability to make, the potential to make, well, then you've got to put the proof there. And that requires you to take action. That requires you to be the leader. And this coming year, and actually just starting now at Women About Biz, you know, we just really want to embrace what Brian Tracy and what Dr. Wayne Dyer have so wonderfully put in their books, No Excuses. It's just time for us to have no excuses at all about what it is that we want. It's time for us to step out and leave fear, strap to the seatbelt, and just drive the car, drive where we need to go. But we can't keep
listening to incredible information, getting inspired from incredible people, and then saying to ourselves, wow, that sounded great, but not taking the action towards it. We have to make some changes in our lives. And one of the things as a businesswoman that we have to make changes about is that there has to be sacrifices, because we birthed the business that we have. And so if we want that business to be successful, we have to be responsible parents to that business. It is 12:25 after the hour, and you're listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio, and this is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. So enough about strategic planning, but I can go on and on about why strategic planning is so important. Why? Because it has created, you know, multi-million dollar companies. The top 50 companies in our world today all have strategic planning retreats scheduled for their top executives. Strategic planning is an integral part of every corporation that is successful. So it should be no different. Whether you're working from home, whether you have a commercial business, it doesn't really matter. What you need to understand is that nothing is going to take place in a major way for you until you become the leader who understands that strategic planning means everything, okay? And so I hope that you take that with all of the love that I give it, and I hope that you get very, very serious about strategically planning your business, okay? Coming up on next Monday, I'm going to be talking more in depth with you about the four powers of strategy and sharing with you why these four things cannot be left out as you plan your strategy for 2016. So make sure you put it on your calendar to listen to the show on next Monday. I also want to go ahead and go right into I Believe in the Power of Me. And for those of you that are new to the show, each year, at the beginning of each year, I come up with a group of questions that are very, very important, focused on a central theme. And this year's theme in 2015 was I Believe in the Power of Me. And these are the four questions that you can ask yourself as often as you need to, right, in order to gain clarity, to gain better focus for your business. So here's question number one in I Believe in the Power of Me. Am I clear on my vision and what I want to experience? I find all too often that there's still so many women that are not clear on their vision and what it is that they want to see. And I think sometimes we can make it a little complicated for ourselves. Listen, you don't have to go 10 and 20 years out to create a vision, okay? Your vision can be just a few hours. It could be one day, 2 days. It's up to you. But what I would recommend is that you bullet point your vision and ask yourself the question, what do I want to experience? What is it that I want to experience when I close my eyes, I take a deep breath as it pertains to my business? What would I like to experience in my business, okay? And bullet point it. And once you bullet point it, guess what? You now have goals that you can actually start working on. And then number two in I Believe in the Power of Me is, have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? One of the things that I have said quite often on the show is that as women, we really need to become masters in understanding our subconscious mind, not only understanding it, but understand how it works in comparison to the conscious mind, which is the now. You hearing me is listening to me in the now. And then we need to understand, once we understand the comparison of the two, we then need to understand, how do we begin to have better control over our subconscious mind so that it can start being and working in harmony and in balance with our conscious mind? And so, again, I want to encourage you to continue to do that, because all habits, be it good or bad, lie within your subconscious mind. But once they are automated, they can either work for us or they can work against us. And then question number two, you have to ask yourself the question, have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? So those are all the habits that are working against you, because most of the time when something is not going your way, when you have not gotten a desired result on something, usually it is related back to a habit that you have that is interfering with what you want out of your life. and out of your business. Here's question number three in the exercise, I Believe in the Power of Me. Have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? If you want to manifest anything in your life and in your business, you've got to take it out of the spiritual realm onto the physical realm or the earthly realm. And what that means then is that all of those thoughts that you have swimming around in your head is within that spiritual realm inside of you. You've got to get those thoughts out of your head, and they've got to become goals, or you've got to list goals to support them. And that's the only way you can begin to manifest things. And manifestation simply means to literally take nothing, which is your thoughts created. They started from a nothingness, okay? This is the beautiful blessing that we have from God. You have thoughts that are sometimes spiritually given, spiritually divine, or you also have thoughts that come into mind. And then they are just that. They are thoughts until you are able to transfer them from that spiritual realm onto the physical realm, which is paper, and start writing down goals to support whatever it is that you are envisioning. And so goals are very, very important, but we can't stop at the goals, because in order for goals to work, we must have to-do items or tasks, okay? And this is the end point of what makes goals work. So once you create tasks to support goals and goals to support vision, you've now developed a really good, thorough system for making things happen for yourself. So, again, this is question number three, and I Believe in the Power of Me. Have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? And lastly, in question number four, have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? Again, have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? You know, as women, we need encouragement, because we are emotional beings, and we also respond to positive things happening in a wonderful way. When we can see that we have accomplished something, when we can see that we're getting positive results from something, it encourages us tenfold to move forward with whatever we were planning. And so it's important for you to set short-term goals, things that you can do to see results right away, because it generates the power within you, okay? And when you are encouraged by positive things that are happening in your life, you are a more well-rounded person, you feel better, you have a more even temperament, and you are ready to start making more things happen in your life. So there you have it. You have four questions there that you can be asking yourself daily or as often as you need to start implementing and taking advantage of the power that lies within you. And believe it or not, the power that you have within you has always been there. But sometimes as women, we allow other people, places, and things to get in the way of what we want in life. And as a result, we are stunted. So I want you to keep focused on your goals and know the results you want to see, because that's what it's all about on the journey of business, on the journey of your success. How awesome is that, that you have that kind of power, huh? Well, I want you to practice it. Put it into play and see if it's not so. I want to go ahead at this time, and I want to read to you an excerpt from Napoleon Hill's book, A Year of Growing Rich, 52 Steps to Achieving Life's Reward. He says, struggle is a clever device through which nature compels humanity to develop, expand, and progress. It is either an ordeal or a magnificent experience, depending on one's attitude towards it. Success is impossible, unthinkable, even without it. So remember, he's saying here that struggle, depending on how you look at it, struggle can be utilized for progress as well. And he says, depending upon your attitude, however, he says he believes success is impossible or even unthinkable without struggle. He says, life from birth to death is literally an unbroken chain of ever-increasing, unavoidable struggle. The education we receive from the struggles we face is cumulative. We get it a little at a time from every experience we encounter. Do the thing, said Emerson, and you shall have the power. Meet struggle and master it, says nature, and you shall have the strength and wisdom sufficient for all of your needs. The strongest trees in the forest aren't those protected, he says. They are those that must struggle against the elements and other trees and surmount them to survive. Hopefully you guys understood what he's saying, but what I got from this is that he's saying is that, you know, some of the strongest people in our world today are those people that have had struggles, that have fought against the odds, and they have survived. Okay, so don't think because your business didn't do well this year or so far this year, or don't think because you failed at some things. Don't start giving up. Don't start saying that you are tired, that you've got to choose something else because you're tired. Push through. Learn from the struggle. Learn from the challenges. Learn why you didn't make money this year. Learn why you don't have a checking account that's not supporting all of that busy work that you have been doing this year. And continuing on, the author says, my grandfather was a wagon maker. In clearing his land for crops, he always left a few oak trees standing in the open fields where they were exposed to the full force of the blazing sun and blast of the wind. The trees that strained against nature were far stronger and tougher than the protected oaks deep in the forest. It was timber from the trees that had struggled that he used for the wagon wheels, bending them into arch-shaped segments without fear that they would break because they had struggled. They had grown strong enough to bear the heaviest load. Struggle similarly toughens the human spirit. Most people try to go through life following the path of least resistance. They fail to recognize this philosophy is what makes rivers crooked and sometimes does the same for human beings. Isn't that interesting? He says, without the strength of character that grows out of struggle, we would be mightily tempted to flow through life with little purpose or plan. Once we understand the broad purpose of life, we become reconciled to the circumstances that force us to struggle. As a result, we accept struggle for what it is, opportunity. Struggle forces us to move when we would otherwise stand still, and it leads us eventually to the full realization that success comes only through struggle. Nothing worthwhile in life is ever achieved without a struggle. If it were easy, everyone would do it. Wherever you find a successful person, you will find a person who has struggled in his or her life. Life itself is a struggle, and the rewards go to those who meet difficulty face to face, overcome it, and move on to the next challenge. And so with that, I want to say, again, don't look at your struggles as maybe I was not meant for business or maybe this goal that I was trying to accomplish is not the goal for me. What you need to look at is what can I learn from my struggle? What can I learn from my challenges? How can I make it better for myself in 2016? What can I do to accomplish my financial goals in 2016? It's so very, very important. And so, again, I want to encourage all of you to let your checkbook start matching what your goals and what your vision is. And the way to do that is through strategic planning. Lastly, I want to talk to you quickly about how important it is, right, to allow the numbers to guide you. It's all about the numbers. And one of the things that I have learned is that I don't do anything without preparing a cash flow and looking at the numbers, whether it is a seminar, a retreat, a workshop, a conference, a new product, a new service, whatever it is, I always look at the cash flow because it's very important. And the one reason why I look at the cash flow is because I've learned the hard way, but I know it now without a doubt. Numbers will never lie to you. As a matter of fact, sometimes when I want to go against the grain and I want to do something quite contrary, I always make a commitment to let the numbers make the final decision. And what numbers am I talking about? Well, ladies, I am talking about the cash flow analysis. And what your cash flow is simply an Excel spreadsheet that lists out all of your either your current sales or your projected sales. And then later on down the spreadsheet, it also lists out your expenses. And when you subtract the expenses from what you've taken in, either real time or projected, it lets you know the amount of money that you've either made or whether or not you've broken even or whether or not you're going to lose and you've lost money. So, again, the cash flow projection is very, very important. And so it really is all about the numbers. That's why I shared with you ladies in the very beginning that when you're developing a business plan or a strategic plan, you always start with the numbers in mind. You start with the end in mind. How much money do you want to make by the end of 2016? Do you know what that is? Okay, because if you don't know what it is, then you need to slow it down, break it down, and start looking at how you're going to figure that out. But when you trust the numbers, they don't lie, because numbers and math in and of itself is a science. It's not a guessing game. It really is a science. And so I want to encourage you to trust the numbers and to understand that it is all about the numbers. And when you're talking about making it happen in your business, then you can't go without the cash flow projection. So, again, if you've never prepared a cash flow projection before, I would like to encourage you to call me and make an appointment, a business consultation, to discuss a cash flow projection and understanding how to develop your sales goals for next year. What money do you want to see coming in? And I want to go ahead and call out the Women About Biz office number for those of you with the pen in hand. You can reach me by calling 770-934-2109. Again, 770-934-2109. That's our office line. Feel free to call and schedule and make an appointment. This is probably one of the busiest Decembers that I have had. I have a really heavy appointment schedule because I know that women are realizing how important it is to get in there, talk to someone who's been there, done that, and start working on their strategy for the new year. So I want to encourage everyone, if you have not made your appointment for the end of the year with me, go ahead and get on the schedule. I'm working all the way through December, and I have a short day each day. So go ahead and call in 770-934-2109 and make sure you schedule your business consultation so that I can help you with your strategy or help you with a cash flow analysis to determine what your sales goals can be for 2016. I also want to share with you some other things that you can learn by really embracing the philosophy that numbers are your best friend. You know, you can't go without the numbers. And that is that, number one, a cash flow can also help you to determine, once you know how much money you want to make at the end of the year by doing, for example, a projected cash flow, then what will happen is you can also figure out how many clients you need. You can figure out, how many services you need to sell or how many products you need to sell. You can determine whether or not you need to invest in a particular opportunity or not. You can do all of that with the cash flow. And, again, that is why I say the numbers will never lie to you. That is why the cash flow is so very important. Well, ladies, we've almost come to the end of the show, but don't hang up that phone. I just want to announce a few things that are going on over at Women About. If you didn't know it, today starts the 7 Days to Sizzling Success with Dr. Marilyn Johnson, an awesome program that you would thoroughly enjoy. You can learn all about it by visiting womenaboutbiz.com and holding your mouth over events and clicking on teleclasses and programs. Also, if you're not familiar with our Busy Woman's Virtual Networking, it starts again on tomorrow with facilitator Teresa Johnson. And if you've not had time to go to live networking events, trust me, you will want to try the Busy Woman's Virtual Networking. It's an incredible way to expand your connections, to meet women on a nationwide basis. And the wonderful thing about it is just like a regular networking event, but all via telephone, where you get to introduce yourself, where you get to listen to a speaker, where you get to win prizes, and you also the very next day will receive a roster contact information of all of the attendees. So you will want to register for the Busy Woman Networking happening tomorrow, December 15th at 8 p.m. in the evening. So for this and all other events, make sure you go to Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z, as in zebra, womenaboutbiz.com. Hold your mouse over events and click on teleclasses and programs, or check out our Busy Woman virtual networking. Well, ladies, we have had a full day here at Blog Talk Radio and Successful Woman Radio Show. So I am hoping that you have enjoyed the show today. I want to encourage you that if you're not a member of Women About Biz, make sure you visit us at womenaboutbiz.com and check out our membership offerings. I look so forward to connecting with you for the rest of this year and, of course, in 2016. Have a productive and abundant week. And again, happy holidays to everyone. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.